بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you all. Once again, we welcome you to another episode of this program, العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the Hadith, the language of the Dua, the language of the people of Jannah, it says in one of the narrations. And indeed, when we make intention, inshallah, to learn this wonderful language, we will take reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each moment we're spending trying to learn the Arabic language, this wonderful and blessed language. The month of Ramadan is very near. Perhaps we're going to be stopping during the month of Ramadan. So this is the last program before the advent of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a blessed month on all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us our ibadah, our salawat during the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who always practice the Arabic language and recite the Quran in a beautiful way, and we listen to the Quran, we recite it in the Taraweeh, inshallah, be among those people who understand the Quran. Open your kitab, the Noble Quran, on Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 92. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. ولقد, in the word لقد comes, it means indeed. That waw is a conjunction, means and. And لقد, we call it in English prefixed resumption particle. Indeed, جاءكم, جاء past tense from يجيء, which means to come. جاءكم came to you, indeed came to you. جاءكم, to you. جاءنا, came to us. جاءهم, came to them. جاءه, came to him. جاءها, came to her. So yeah, it's جاءكم, came to you. Indeed, came to you. Referring to Prophet Musa عليه السلام. جاءكم موسى. The Prophet Musa عليه السلام, Moses peace be upon him, came to you, O Israel nation. بالبينات. Bayinat, the plural of bayina, right down in the plural and singular section. We have a question specifically about that, plural and singular. The plural of bayina is bayinat. Bayina means sign, or evidence, or witness. Bayina. Right, so bayina means sign, clear sign. Bil bayinat, the plural now. Bayinat is clear signs. بالبينات, he came to you with the signs, referring to miracles here. He came to you with very clear signs and miracles from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بالبينات, with the bayinat, with the clear signs. B means with. لقد جاءكم ولقد جاءكم موسى بالبينات. He came to you, the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, came to you with the clear signs, with the miracles. ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده. And however he came with miracles, however he came with great signs, then, ثم. ثم is then. ثاء, ضم on top of the ثاء, so pronounce it ثو, then ميم. Then أشد تشديد on top of the ميم, so he says ثم. تشديد looks like a small W on top of the letter ميم, so we just pronounce it ثم. And ثم, not ثم. ثم is different from ثم. ثم can refer to the poison. Totally different word. Totally different word with different meaning. While thumma, you just take your tongue a little bit out while you're saying th. Thumma. Thumma means then, while summa is the poison. So don't mix between the two. Summa and is not thumma. Summa is not thumma. Said before that the Arabic language is very rich when it comes to vocabs. According to some Arabian professionals and experts of the Arabic language, the Arabic language has over 80 million different words. 80 million different words. Very strong, very powerful language. While other languages, English maybe has 600,000 different words. ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده. Then you took اتخذتمو اتخذتمو from يتخذ يتخذ means to take اتخذا تك اتخذا تك يتخذ to take اتخذتم you took one word means you took one word in Arabic language written اتخذتم but you can see it in English two words you took اتخذتم you took العجلة العجلة is the calf عجل عين جيم لام عجل calf العجل is something more smaller than the cow itself the cow is a bit bigger while the عجل is a little bit smaller or younger and from that we take the word بقرة which means cow we started before in سورة البقرة سورة البقرة the cow ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده من بعده always when من comes after it بعد we pronounce the noon as a meme so we don't pronounce the noon as a noon we pronounce it as a meme so it's not من بعده it's من بعده so instead of pronouncing the noon here is been hidden noon we don't pronounce it at all and we pronounce meme instead of it so when there is a noon in a previous word and after that is been followed by ba the next word then we pronounce the noon as a meme so this is how people who understood tajweed and studied tajweed they will understand that this base one of the bases of tajweed mim ba'dihi not min ba'dihi it's mim as if it's to mean mim ba'dihi from after it مِمْ بَعْدِهِ From after it From after him here is referring to him Sayyidina Musa عليه السلام مِمْ بَعْدِهِ From after him بَعْدَ means after قَبْلَ before بَعْدَ after قَبْلَ before مِمْ بَعْدِهِ From after him مِمْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ And you were amongst the oppressors, you were amongst the wrongdoers, you were amongst the transgressors. ظَالِمُونَ from ظُلْم. ظُلْم. يَظْلِم. يَظْلِم. يَظْلِم means to oppress. يَظْلِم means to transgress, to commit aggression in the land. Taking from it the word, the noun, ظُلْم. ظُلْم, which means oppression. ظُلْم means oppression. Moving on to the next verse, verse number 93. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ This is a repeated verse, studied before. Not the whole verse, but some of the words of this verse. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَإِذْ and when, or remember when. When. وَإِذْ is when. أَخَذْنَا, we took, again, يَأْخُذْ means to take. يأخذ in a present tense form means to take. أخذنا past tense means we took. أخذنا we took. ميثاقكم ميثاق means covenant. ميثاق covenant. وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم remember when we took your ميثاق your covenant a covenant over you. ورفعنا فوقكم الطور and we raised over you above you. رفعنا يرفع to raise. يرفع رفع past tense means raised. رفعنا we raised يرفع to raise ارفع يديك raise your hands ارفع ارفع رجلك raise your leg right ورفعنا we raised فوقكم above you or over you فوق means over or above or on top فوق فوقكم or over you الطور referring to the mount طور In Sinai. ورفعنا فوقكم الطور. الطور, the mount Tur. خذوا is a request verb. خذوا, a command verb also. خذوا, خا, ذال, واو, and an alif after that called alif الجماعة. خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة. Seize or catch or hold or take also. Take what we have given you. Take what we have given you, hold it tight, hold it nicely. remember it. خذوا ما آتيناكم. Take what we gave you. ما means what? ما آتيناكم. What we have given you. بقوة, with firmness. بقوة, with strength and firmness. بقوة, B means with, and قوة means strength or firmness. بقوة واسمعوا, and obey. Listen. Listen or obey. اسمع means listen or obey. The word اسمع literally means listen. Also it can means obey, metaphorically. يسمعوا كلام الله, to listen to obey the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. واسمعوا, قالوا سمعنا وعصينا. They said, we heard and we disobeyed. And instead of saying we hear and we obey, they said, we hear and we heard and we disobeyed. Not سمعنا وأطعنا. The opposite of عصينا is أطعنا. We hear and we obey. سمعنا وأطعنا. We hear and we obey. They said, no, سمعنا وعصينا. We heard and we disobeyed. قالوا سمعنا, we heard. وعصينا, and we disobeyed. Very strange position. This is called جحود in Arabic. جحود. Knowing the truth, yet they deviate from it. Yet they are arrogant to follow it. Some people have that جاحد heart. This hard heart. Knowing the truth, but out of different other factors, he doesn't accept it. He doesn't accept the truth. What will my people say? What will my family say? What will people say? Oh, just putting all the other factors above being following the truth. قالوا سمعنا وعصينا. We listen or we heard and we have obeyed and we disobeyed. وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل. وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل. And they were made. أشربوا literally means they were made to drink in the hearts the love of the calf. Here there's a metaphorical meaning that they were affected by the love of the calf, the love of that calf. Metaphorical meaning is that they were already under the effect of the love of the calf, that golden calf, that made them not to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That more love for other objects more than Allah. Really bad situation. Somebody have in his heart more love for other objects more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهُمُ الْعِجْلِ. The love of the heart was deeply penetrating the hearts. وَأُشْرِبُوا, this is the meaning of it. Well, literally it means that they were made to drink in the hearts the love of the calf. In a sense that the hearts were filled with the love of the calf. Beautiful, the Arabic languages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Arabic language, in the Noble Quran, is phrasing this wonderful verse. بكفرهم, because of their disbelief. قل, say to them. بئسما يأمركم به إيمانكم. بئسما, what an evil. بئسا, what an evil man, what a bad man, what a bad thing. بئسما يأمركم به إيمانكم. Evil is that which is ordering or commanding you. يأمركم به إيمانكم, what your faith is ordering you or commanding you. If you were believers, if you count yourself as believers, while in reality you don't have that faith and you don't follow the belief, you don't obey the belief, you think that belief is just a word, you know? Say, I believe. But when you are commanded to obey something from the commands of Allah, you disagree and you disobey. إن كنتم مؤمنين, if you were truly believers. We'll stop here, verse number 93. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding, and inshallah in the coming programs, hopefully after Ramadan inshallah, we will be continuing from where we stopped, verse number 94. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. We'll go for a short break inshallah, after that we shall continue. Right, we have about 4 minutes to end our program, the last program before Ramadan, and we'd like to give our special thanks to all our students. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them the efforts to understand the Arabic language. We have seen, alhamdulillah, a lot of our students have gained and learned a lot great deal from the Arabic language and able to understand very difficult statements and sentences. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We started a few years ago this program. We didn't actually expect that we're going to have this great success, that a lot of people will learn and benefit from the Arabic language and understand the vocabs, even the vocabs of the Noble Quran, subhanAllah, understanding and answering. And now the time of Ramadan, we give you some exercise where you're going to listen to the Taraweeh, subhanAllah, listen to the recitations of the Quran and try to figure out some of the words, some of the sentences, some of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it's recited. You will find a lot of what we have learned already, you know the meaning of it. Just listen attentively to the Quran and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you reward for each moment you spend while trying to understand the Quran, while trying to have khushu', develop your khushu' in salah, inshaAllah. Right, with that, we give our salams to all of you, inshaAllah, and wish to meet you again after Ramadan. We say Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. Jazakumullah khair al-jaza' ala istima'ikum lihada al-barnamaj. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.